This is Your Path with Bishop Mark from Dallas Universal Life Church in Dallas, Texas. Forget what you think you know about church.
Thank you. In the name of God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God.
May God fill you with truth and joy.
Let us pray. Artists of souls, you sculpted a people for yourself out of the rocks of wilderness and fasting. Help us as we take up your invitation to prayer and simplicity, that the disciple of these 40 days may sharpen our hunger for the feast of your holy friendship, and where our thirst for living water you offer through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us confess our sins. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, the wrong we have done, and the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned in weakness. We have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior Christ's sake, who renew our lives to the glory of your name. Amen. Through the cross of Christ, God, have mercy on you, pardon you, and set you free. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. God strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in life eternal. Amen. Let us pray the way that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Do not let us fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Graciously grant this humble church peace and unity, if it is your will. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other a sign of peace. With you.
Okay.
Be seated, please. A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, they set out by the way to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people became discouraged on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, we have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole. And everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live. So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole, And wherever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among us, among those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them in the passions of our flesh, doing the will of flesh and senses. And we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by the grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is a gift from God, not the result of work, so that no one may boast. No one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we may walk in them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
All right, please.
Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the Holy Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The true gospel of the Lord. Praise the Lord, the word of the light. Okay, be seated, please. Say good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Today, we gather in the spirit of love and unity, recognizing the diverse paths that lead us toward the divine. As we reflect on the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21, let us open our hearts to the profound truth that God's love encompasses all beings, regardless of the paths that they tread. In these verses, Jesus speaks of himself as the Son of Man, drawing parallels to the bronze serpent lifted up by Moses in the wilderness. Just as the Israelites were called to look upon the serpent for healing and salvation, so too are we called to look upon Christ for spiritual renewal and redemption. However, the essence of this message extends far beyond any single tradition or belief system. We live in a world of diversity, where people follow various spiritual paths, each seeking to connect with the divine. Some find solace in the teachings of Christianity, while others are drawn to Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, or a myriad of other faiths. And yet, amidst this beautiful tapestry of beliefs, there is a common thread that unites us all, the belief in a higher power, a transcendent source of love and light. As believers in the inclusivity of God's grace, we affirm that all paths, when pursued with sincerity and devotion, lead us closer to the divine. Whether one yields in prayer, meditates in silence, chants hymns, performs rituals, or contemplates the mysteries of existence, each act of devotion is a sacred journey toward the same ultimate truth. In our pursuit of spiritual growth, let us not succumb to the temptation of exclusivity or judgment. Instead, let us embrace the diversity of human experience and celebrate the myriad ways in which God reveals himself to humanity. Just as the light shines forth into the darkness, illuminating every corner of the earth, so too does the love of God shine upon all who seek him, regardless of their chosen path. To truly embody the message of love and inclusivity, we must cultivate compassion and understanding towards those whose beliefs may differ from our own. Let us engage in meaningful dialogue, seeking to learn from one another and to appreciate the richness of our shared spiritual heritage. While John 3:16 is a beautiful and profound verse that encapsulates the essence of God's love and salvation, it has unfortunately been wielded at times as a weapon of exclusion and persecution. The misuse of this verse stems from a narrow interpretation that restricts salvation to those who conform to a particular set of beliefs, often leading to discrimination and marginalization of those who do not fit within that framework. Throughout history, John 3:16 has been invoked to justify religious intolerance and the persecution of individuals and communities deemed as other or unbelievers. This has resulted in countless acts of violence, discrimination, and oppression perpetuated in the name of faith. From the Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition to colonialism and the forced conversion of indigenous peoples, this misuse of these verses has been used to justify acts of cruelty and injustice. Furthermore, the exclusive interpretation of John 3:16 has fostered a sense of superiority among certain religious groups, leading to the vilification and demonization of those who do not share their beliefs. This has perpetuated divisions and conflicts, both within and between communities, hindering the pursuit of peace and harmony. It is essential to recognize the true message of John 3:16 is one of universal love and inclusivity. God's love is not limited to a select few, but extends to all of humanity, regardless of race, religion, or creed. As such, it is incumbent upon us to reject any interpretation of this verse that promotes exclusion and persecution, and instead embrace a more expansive understanding of God's grace. In doing so, we honor the true spirit of Christianity, which calls us to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to extend compassion and kindness to all beings. Let us try to embody the inclusive message of John 3:16, working towards a world where all are welcomed and valued, and where the diversity of human experience is celebrated rather than condemned. As we reflect on the teachings of Jesus, let us remember his example of humility, compassion, and acceptance, and let us strive to follow in his footsteps as we seek to build a more just and equitable society. May the true message of John 3:16 guide us in our journey toward greater understanding, empathy, and love for all God's creation. May we extend this message of love and acceptance to all, affirming that every soul is precious in the eyes of the divine. May the light of God's love guide us on our respective paths, leading us ever closer to the realization of our shared humanity and our inherent unity with the divine. Amen. We give thanks for all we have received, O God, gifts of love and time, money and abilities, in these bowls and in this place. We turn portion of these gifts. Bless those who receive them, just as we are blessed in the act of sharing them. Amen. as we have been gathered in this place because of the faithfulness of those who have gone before us. So we pray that the gifts we offer in these moments might be used to reach out to those in all corners of the world who need hope, who hunger for food and justice, who yearn for peace, and who long for your graceful presence in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, reconciled to God by the mercy of Christ, we pray with confidence for the needs of the church and the world. For the church, that we continue to grow in our relationship with Christ and manifest God's unbounded love for the human family by our deeds of light. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the grace of transformation, that God will lead us from the comfort of darkness and selfishness and enable us to live in freedom as children of the light. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the gift of hope, that we may not despair as we encounter violence, greed, and abuse by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, courageously give witness to God's mercy and compassion. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For freedom of spirit, that we may surrender our desire to save ourselves and allow God to heal us and raise us to new life. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the grace to forgive, that as we experience the gift of God's forgiveness, we may seek to forgive others who have harmed us. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are suffering, that God's unending love will bring health to the sick, food to the hungry, shelter to the homeless, and jobs to the unemployed. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For a new spirit of stewardship, that we may efficiently use the natural resources entrusted to us and work to share them with those who are in need. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who are ill, especially for Mark Thornton, that God will heal them in body, mind, and spirit, restore them so they can be a blessing to others and share fully in the life of the community. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all who have died, that their souls be at peace in his eternal embrace, and that those left behind will receive the blessing of our Father's presence to comfort them. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. We bring to you all of our personal intercessions in the silence of our thoughts. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. Through Christ, you make us a new creation, O God, for with him we pass from sin to new life of grace. Accept our prayers in the warm embrace of your compassion, and welcome all people to the festival banquet of your table, where we may rejoice in your love and celebrate the inheritance you have given to us. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
It is time for everybody's favorite part of the service. That's right, the announcements.
Request for prayer. Pray at DallasULC.com. That's an email address. Pray at DallasULC.com, or simply go to DallasULC.com and click on request for prayer. This is where you can request for prayer. Pretty simple. We pray every day here at Dallas Universal Life Church, and you can ask that your prayers be said during our daily prayers, or that your prayers be said during our prayers of the faithful on Sundays with the entire congregation. You can remain anonymous, or you can give us your name. It's up to you. Pray at DallasULC.com, or simply go to DallasULC.com and click on prayer requests. You know, you can make a difference. We are a church of all volunteers. None of us here take a salary, not even myself. And the only way we make it in the world is through our tithing here at the community and through generous donations from people out there in YouTube land and Podcastville, out there in the universe, who help us, who believe in this message that we were trying to get out there of an all-inclusive, all-loving, all-forgiving God who is just, and of the true meaning and original meaning of Christianity, which we were trying to restore to its rightful place. Unfortunately, the word Christianity has been misused and changed and misunderstood, and it's time that we get back to the basics here, and we need your help. Please consider making a donation to Dallas Universal Life Church. Simply go to DallasULC.com, click on donate. They'll take you to a secured page, and you can donate there. We are a tax-deductible nonprofit organization, so it's a good time. Tax season's coming up, folks. It's a great time for you to donate to the church, and we'd love to help. Love your help at this time. Now, all the time I get pastor, bishop, archbishop, I love the church. I want to help the church, and I really do, but I don't have any money. I'm broke. And I say, well, you know what? Join the club. I'm broke too. So you do what all we all do. This is a volunteer church. You donate your time. Your time is your money. Simply go to DallasULC.com. Click on volunteer. There you see a list of the volunteer positions we have available. If you don't see something there you like, come on in anyway. Trust me, I've got something for you to do. There's never enough hours in the day for us to finish everything. We can always use your help. So simply go to DallasULC.com. Click on volunteer. Compliments, concerns, suggestions, or complaints.
compliments, concerns, just like very simple, folks. These are very important to us. So you can go to feedback at dallasrealty.com. That's an email address, or you can go to dallasrealty.com and click on contact us.
We take those very seriously, and we appreciate when you give us feedback and when you talk to us or when you tell us your concerns or even your complaints. That way we can be working to make this a better church for you. Okay? So we go to feedback at dallasrealty.com, dallasrealty.com, or go to dallasrealty.com and click on contact us. All right.
All of our services are now live to the public. Every time we have a service, it is broadcast live as it happens. Just so anybody who doesn't out there doesn't know. We broadcast on several different ways that we are put out there. But one of the main ones we've got is going to dallasrealty.online.church. That's our site there. And if ever I have a live broadcast, that's where it's going to be, dallasrealty.online.church. So check it out there. Now, of course, if you miss any of our broadcasts, our live broadcasts, all of our broadcasts are rebroadcast or recorded and saved on YouTube. So go to youtube.com/@DallasULC. youtube.com/@DallasULC. They'll take you to our YouTube page. There are a bunch of videos there, all the way back to the beginning from 2016 when our church started nearly 8 years ago. So you can kind of see how much I've aged over the years. Just go to youtube.com/@DallasULC and check out our YouTube page. Okay.
Are you looking for open and honest discussions about faith, life, religion, love, society, God, and so much more? Are you looking for someone to pray with, someone to listen, someone to offer honest advice, someone who cares? We have the perfect place for all of those things, and you can do it all from your laptop or smartphone. Welcome to the new era of Christian prayer, discussion, learning, and support in an ever-changing world. This is Your Path Live with Bishop Mark, brought to you by the Pastor Sean Condren Office TV Network. Every Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., 5:30 Central Time, Bishop Mark goes live around the world, and everyone is welcome to join and even participate in the discussions and prayer. Your Path Live with bishopmark.online.church. It's that simple. Just type that into your browser and join Bishop Mark, and maybe even go live yourself and talk one-on-one with the bishop. Come check out Your Path Live with Bishop Mark, brought to you by the Pastor Sean Condren Office TV Network, this Wednesday at 6:30, 5:30 Central. It's simple. Just go to Your Path Live with bishopmark.online.church and enjoy.
Sorry about the PowerPoint lagging a little bit there. I noticed he's kind of catch up there. I apologize. I worked these computers to death. All right, that's where we are on Wednesdays. Every Wednesday we have
the Your Path Live with Bishop Mark.
It's a call-in show.
You can call in for prayer. You can call in for discussion. You can call in for just about
Christianity, your faith, your life, whatever you want to talk about. I'm there for you. We can pray together. We can talk with you. We can do whatever we want. Also, I discuss a topic every Wednesday for times when people aren't necessarily calling in right then. And we discuss that topic, and I kind of give you some ideas of different subjects that we talk about, different things about Christianity and about your faith and my opinion on some things. It's a good show. I enjoy it, and I hope you'll come check us out every Wednesday at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time at Your Path Live with visionmark.online.church. Pretty simple. Okay, check it out. Now, understand, we've got a lot of ways that you can come and see us, and participate with our church. We want you to see us. We want to get out there. We're trying to get out there as many ways as we can. So what we can. Every Wednesday, of course, we've got the Your Path Live with Bishop Mark. That's our Wednesday show. Of course, Pastor Sean Condren Network broadcasts us on Channel 8 on their station, on their site, Channel 8, from 24 hours a day. Also, we're on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. on their main channel for church. And there's other ways too. I mean, there's lots of ways to see us. I've just mentioned a few of them here, but you check it out. Come and see what we've got. Go to the Pastor Sean Condren Network. Watch our shows there. Go to YouTube. Go watch us on Wednesdays. Whichever you want to do, just join us. We really want to have you there. Okay. Now, we actually have three podcasts now. For a long time, I said we had two, but we have three now. Our first one, our original podcast, is Your Path and Vision Mark. That's our daily, our Sunday services and our any events that we have going on. That's recording of those events, okay? Any live broadcast we do will be put there on a Sunday service. That, you understand what that means, what I'm saying there. So that's your Sunday service. We also have Life Lessons with Bishop Mark, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's Life Lessons with Bishop Mark. Very short. I call it the TikTok of podcast, because it's very short little snippets, little life lessons, little things you can kind of maybe take with you and learn and maybe put in the back of your head and use later. Really kind of fun. Check out Life Lessons with Mark. Now, also, of course, we have, I just told you about Your Path Live with Bishop Mark. That's on live every Wednesday, right? Well, we also record that and we put that in a podcast. So if you miss it, you can always check out the podcast, Your Path Live at Bishop Mark. To find these, go to your favorite podcast provider and search it. I know that Your Path Live with Bishop Mark is held on YouTube as well. So if you go to our YouTube page, you'll find that podcast there. And the other two, you can just do a search for either Life Lessons with Bishop Mark or Your Path with Bishop Mark, and you'll find us, I promise. Check it out. Leave some comments. Let me know what you're thinking about it, and we'll go from there. Okay? Now, one other thing, was that? You can also ask Alexa. That's right. You say, Alexa, play Your Path, and it'll play Your Path with Bishop Mark, which is kind of cool. We also are on the Pastor Sean Condren Office TV Network on Roku. And they have a Roku app there. Just go to, here's what you do. You go to the PSCO TV Network, and you can add a channel with a code. The description is PSCO TV Network, and the access code is there, C6PQPGT. Or you can just go to Roku, download the PSCO TV Network app, and you'll see that we are channel 115. 105. What else is that wrong? We have channel 105 on Roku on that app. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Check it out, folks. Our Roku, I'm really excited about that. I think that's a great way for us to get into homes that we weren't able to get into before. And we're there 24-7. Check out the Roku page at the PSCO TV Network, and that's channel 115. 105. Lord have mercy. 105. Thank you, Will. There's a lot there. I mean, there's a lot for us to know about there and then to try and remember. So, it's a lot of ways to get in touch with us, and I encourage it. I'm trying to get us out there every avenue we can possibly get out there, because I want this message to get out there, folks. I think it's that important. I've devoted my life to this ministry, my life to this church, and I want everybody else to realize how important this is to us, to the world, to humanity, to people to know that there's love out there, and it doesn't have to be the way that they're living. They don't have to live in despair and hate and just depression. It doesn't have to be that. There's so much more. And God offers that love to all of us. We just have to accept it. That's why I do what I do. All right. Guess what? You made it to the announcements. It's time for the dismissal. Your favorite part of the service, really. Now, today, folks, we're not going to have a roundtable service today because when there's only a couple of us here, I call that an interview. So we don't want to do an interview. It's usually three or more. Today, it's a little quiet. Don, our congregant Don, had to stay home with his nieces. Young nieces and watch them today. But he's watching us live, so shout out to Don. He's watching us live on the earth right now. So we'll go ahead and rise for our dismissal to our final number. As you leave this place, remember you are God's community in the world, for God's love endures forever. As you leave this place, remember you are alive with Christ, for God Christ's light shines in the deepest shadows. As you leave this place, remember the gifts God offers to you, for the Spirit fills you with good works to do and glad songs to sing to the world. Amen. May the blessings of Almighty God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Go now in peace to love and serve God. Amen. We go in the name of Christ.
So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life, atoned for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. The virgins around to the promise of God. The to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory for things He has done.
A wonder our transport when Jesus we see.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Oh, give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath done. He gave us His Son.
Not today.